give some background to the story of Lord Nrsimhadev. Many devotees are familiar with the story, and I also sent out a telling of the story today on the internet. But I will discuss some of the philosophical and historical background. As stated in the Vedanta Sutra, janmadiyasayataha, and that same line is repeated at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the idea is that the Absolute Truth, or Krishna, is the origin of everything. He also says in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the origin of everything, and everything emanates from him. Mata paratara nanyat, there is no truth higher than him. So that means whatever propensities we have exist in Krishna originally. So we have the propensity to want to fight or wrestle, and Krishna does too. Even a king will keep like a wrestler to play wrestle with him. So, because he likes to wrestle, but who will wrestle with the king? Only one of the chosen subjects for sport. So Krishna also has that propensity to want to fight. But who will fight with Krishna? Who will fight with God Almighty? Only a devotee. So the history, the background of the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev is that in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, there are two gatekeepers named Jai and Vijay. And Jai and Vijay felt, you know, why should the Lord be bereft of opponents with whom he can fight? And Jai and Vijay, as the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, were very strong and powerful. I mean, a gatekeeper who has to keep intruders out has to be. Now, as part of the divine will or arrangement, four Brahmachari sages, called the Four Kumaras, had the power by their yogic practice to go to Vaikuntha. But when they got to the gate of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay stopped them. Jai and Vijay thought that they were not qualified to enter. They didn't have the proper visa. And in response to their being checked by the two gatekeepers, they cursed the gatekeepers and gave them the choice that they could take birth in the material world for three births as demons, or seven births as devotees. Yeah. So Jayan Vijay thought that they didn't want to be separated from the Lord or their service to the Lord. So they chose three births as demons. And immediately they fell down into the material world. And they took their three births as demons. Now remember, this was all part of their service to the Lord, because the Lord needed someone to fight with. He wanted to exhibit that fighting propensity. And so they didn't want the Lord to be incomplete in any way. And therefore they took up the service of fighting with him. But in the mood of devotees, they couldn't fight with him. Really. So they came as demons to fight with him. So in the first of the three births, they were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. Very powerful demons, extremely powerful. And they were twins. Yeah, the two of them were born as twins. And Hiranyaksha created a terrible disturbance in the universe. And he was killed by an incarnation of the Lord known as Varahadev, the boar incarnation. And Hiranyakasipu, he was naturally inimical to the Lord because he was a demon. But when the Lord killed his brother, he became even more hostile and antagonistic because he wanted to avenge the death of his brother by killing the Lord. Now we may think, how could anyone consider killing the Lord? How could anyone? But the demons, like Hiranyakashipu, had mystic powers. So they thought that Vishnu, he's also a living entity, but he has mystic powers. But just like any living entity with mystic powers can be killed, so they thought Vishnu can also be killed. So that was Hiranyakashipu's determination. Now, in the universe, in the cosmos, there's always fighting between the demons and the devotees, or the demigods who are devotees. And so Hiranyakasipu did great austerities to gain power. I mean, unbelievable austerities. And by the strength of his austerities, the entire universe was disturbed. So much so that Lord Brahma, the chief demigod or deva, came to see Hiranyakasipu to convince him to stop his austerities. And to induce him to stop, he offered him boons. So Hiranyakasipu asked for the boon of becoming deathless. But Lord Brahma replied, I cannot make you immortal because I myself am mortal. So Hiranyakasipu was very intelligent in his own way and quite convinced about his own intelligence. So he thought he could become immortal indirectly. So he asked for the boon that he would not be killed during the day or night. So granted. Lord Brahma said, granted. Then he asked for the boon that he would not be killed inside a building or outside a building. So granted. He would not be killed by any man or beast or demigod. Granted. He would not be killed on the land or on the sea. Granted. So indirectly, he thought he could become deathless by placing so many conditions. So Hiranyakasipu had a son named Prahlad, who was a great devotee. Now, how could he, the son of a terrible demon, become a great devotee? The history is that while Hiranyakasipu was doing his austerities, there was fighting between the demigods and the demons, which is quite usual. And during that fighting, the demigods captured Hiranyakasipu's wife, who was pregnant. And they thought that she's bearing the seed of Hiranyakasipu, the terrible demon. She's going to give birth to another demon. You know, could be another Hiranyakasipu. So they were going to kill her. But Narada Muni intervened because he knew. He was a great sage, Trikalagya. That means Trikalagya means he knows all three phases of time, past, present, and future. So he told the demigods that this child within the womb is going to be a great devotee. So don't kill her and him. And Narada took charge of her and took her to his ashram and kept her there. And he instructed her, but really he was instructing the unborn child within the womb in the science of bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad within the womb heard it all. And by hearing Narada's instructions, he became a great devotee. So eventually, when Hiranyakasipu finished his austerities, so she, his wife, Prahlad's mother, was returned to him. And Prahlad was raised by Hiranyakasipu to become a demon, you know, to become like him, a politician, a diplomat, you know. So there were many incidents which we don't have time to recount now. But in the end, Hiranyakasipu discovered that Prahlad had become a devotee of Vishnu, who was Hiranyakashipu's enemy. He considered him to be his enemy from the beginning, and more so since he killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. And using the logic of amputation, if your limb is diseased, that disease, if it's not checked, can spread throughout the body and kill the whole body. So rather than have that happen, it's better to amputate that bad limb. So Hiranyakashipu didn't want this disease of devotion to Vishnu to spread, and so he thought it's better to amputate that diseased limb. Namely, in other words, he decided to kill his own son, 5-year-old beloved son, Prahlad. So he adopted many cruel methods, but in every circumstance, Prahlad just remembered the Lord and depended on the Lord, and the Lord protected him. And Hiranyakasipu became not only frustrated, but also wonderstruck that, the whole universe is trembling just by the movements of his eyebrows. All the demigods were engaged in his menial service, except Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, but everyone else was subjugated into service to him. And he occupied the heavenly planet, Swargaloka, or Indraloka. And this little boy, 5-year-old boy, seemed to be invincible. No one could do anything to him. So finally, Hiranyakasipu asked Prahlad, from where have you got this power? And Prahlad replied, I've got my power from the same source where you have gotten your power, from God. Now that made Hiranyakasipu very angry, because he was an atheist. He was a demon. He didn't want to hear about God. He didn't think his powers were coming from God. He thought they were coming from his austerities and strength. So Hiranyakasipu said, well then, where is your God? And Prahlad replied, God is everywhere. So Hiranyakasipu pointed to one of the pillars in the palace, in the assembly hall, and he said, is your God in this pillar? And Prahlad said, yes. Then Hiranyakasipu, very furious, he drew his sword and said then, I will kill your God. And he took out his sword and he slashed the pillar. And out of the pillar came Nrisingadev, this huge sound growling, and then Nrisingadev burst forth out of the pillar. And he played at fighting with Hiranyakasipu. It was really just play, because of course he could have disposed of him in a moment. But he played, let him fight, and wield his sword, and like that, and then when he had enough of that play, he took Hiranyakasipu and placed him on his lap. He was half man, half lion. Placed him on his lap, and with the nails of his, the claws of his hands, he ripped open the body of Hiranyakasipu. That body was like stone. It was as hard as stone. And it said even the thunderbolt of Indra could not penetrate that body, stone-like body. But Lord Nrisimhadev, with his nails, he bifurcated Hiranyakasipu. And we'll sing that prayer, and it's mentioned that his nails were like chisels that broke that stone-like body of Hiranyakasipu. So he killed the demon, and he took out his intestines and placed them around his neck like a garland. This is different. This is called vibhatsa ras. It's called ghastly mellow. Ghastly. 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 This is ghastly. Yeah. This is a ghastly mellow. But it is one of the mellows in Krishna consciousness. And to Prahlad, he looked beautiful. Just like when Krishna would come home from the pasturing grounds and he would have beads of perspiration on his face and his hair would be powdered by the dust kicked up by the cows that he was tending. So he looked beautiful. He was like decorated in the minds of the gopis. He was just beautiful in that visage. So in the same way, Nrisimhadev, with Hiranyakasipu's blood splattered all over him, and his entrails around his neck looked very beautiful to Prahlad, to any devotee. So, then what about all of Brahma's boons? So this pastime shows that however intelligent a living entity may be, and Hiranyakasipu was very intelligent in his own way, but the Lord is even more intelligent. So one of the boons was that he could not be killed during the day or night. So he was killed just at dusk. In fact, it's dusk. It was dusk 4 minutes ago. He was killed at dusk. He was not killed inside the building or outside a building, but he was killed just at the threshold, the doorway. He was not killed on the land or sea, but he was killed on the Lord's lap. He was not killed by any man or beast or demigod, but he was killed by the Lord in a unique form. And so all of...
No weapon.
Yes, no weapon. He couldn't be killed by any weapon. is killed by the Lord's nails. So in this way, all of the boons that were granted by Lord Brahma were kept intact. But still, you know, the Lord was so intelligent that he could keep all the boons intact and still kill the demon. So after killing the demon's armies started to try to attack the Lord. So the Lord killed all of them. But even then, he was still angry. No one could pacify him. In fact, all the demigods were afraid to approach him. Even Lakshmi, who's always on his chest, was afraid. So finally, Lord Brahma asked Prahlad that, you know, the Lord has appeared for you in this form. You approach him. So Prahlad offered wonderful prayers to Hiranyakashipu. But within his prayers, he said, even saintly persons are pleased when a snake or a scorpion is killed. So what is the significance of that verse? The significance is that Hiranyakasipu had killed the demon, but he was still angry. He was still in a ferocious mood, because he thought that people might criticize him, they might find fault with him, that he killed the father of this five-year-old boy, now this boy has no father. And, he was afraid that some people might deprecate him for his having killed Hiranyakasipu. So in order to pacify the Lord, Prahlad uttered this verse, Modeta, that even Modeta, even a saintly person is happy when a snake or a scorpion is killed. So he's telling Lord Nrisimhadeva that don't worry that anyone will be displeased with you for this action. Hiranyakashipu was like a snake, a scorpion, envious, biting people, stinging people without any reason. So even saintly persons, even sadhus, who are non-violent and friendly to all living entities, even they take pleasure when a snake or a scorpion is killed. So then Nrisimhadeva was pacified. So coming back to the original story. So the Lord wanted to fight. He had the propensity to fight, but who could he fight with? It has to be a devotee. But the devotee can't be in the mood of the devotee. The devotee has to be in a contrary mood, in an antagonistic mood. So these two gatekeepers, not wanting the Lord to be incomplete in any way, so they took three births. First as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu, and they were killed by Varahadev and Nrisimhadev. Then they took birth as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and they were killed by Lord Ramachandra. And then they took birth as Shishupal and Dantavakra, and they were killed by Lord Krishna. So those were their three births, and the Lord got to fight with them and kill them. And then it said they took birth again as Jagai and Madhai, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. They were very bad people. I mean, very bad people, Jagai and Madhai. But they had one virtue, if you could say. They never blasphemed devotees. That was their saving grace. And in the end, they were delivered by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and they became great devotees, Jagai and Madhai. So, yeah. So Lord Narsingadev is very kind and merciful to his devotees. You know, it said he's like a lion. He's a half man, half lion. So it said that the lioness is very gentle with her cubs, but very ferocious to anyone who could be a threat to her or her cubs. So in the same way, Lord Narsingadev is like very ferocious to the demon Hiranyakashipu, but he's very affectionate to his devotee, Prahlad. So before we end, I would like to play two recordings. One is a recording of Tamal Krishna Goswami speaking about Narsinga Chaturdasi, about Narsingadev. It is under 2 minutes for those who are concerned about these things. And then there's another one of Srila Prabhupada, our own Srila Prabhupada, right here in Los Angeles, teaching his disciples, in the beginning, teaching them the prayers to Lord Narsingadev. And that is about 5 minutes long. So I will put on that sound.
Today is a very auspicious day. We are worshipping Lord Narsingadev. He is so important to our movement. We pray to Lord Narsingadev that he should kindly protect our devotion to our spiritual master and Lord Gauranga, to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. When we say that Lord Narsingadev gives protection, what is it that we want protected? We want our bhakti latas to be protected. We want our devotional creepers to be protected. We want the pure sentiments of a devotee, whatever there is of them in us, to be protected. This is why we pray to Narsingadev. Please protect our guru bhakti. Please protect our Gauranga bhakti. Please protect our Radha Krishna bhakti. Please protect it from what? From unlimited problems, philosophical misconceptions, weaknesses of heart, material allurements, so many things. Please protect us, because only if you protect me and I have pure Guru Gauranga Bhakti, pure Radha Krishna Bhakti, can I do proper seva, can I serve nicely.
You heard that? Nice. And now we will hear Srila Prabhupada first teaching the devotees these prayers.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Narasimhaya.
Narasimhaya.
Prahlada.
Prahlada.
Ladini.
Ladini.
Hiranya. Kashipur, Baksha, Sila Tanka, Nakhalaye, Namaste, Narasimhaya, Pallada, Ladadaini
Hiranya
Kasipu Baksha
Sila
Tanka Nakhalai
Namaste
Narasimhaya
Prahlada
Ladadaini
Hiranya
Kasipu Baksha
Sila
Tanka Nakhalai
Ito
Nisinga
Parato
Nisinga
Yatu
Yatu
Yani
Tato Nisinga
Bahir Nisinga
Ridai
Nisinga
Nisinga Madhyam
Esa
Bhagita
Nara
Jaya Jagadish
Hari
Jaya Jagadish
Hari
Again repeat the first mantra
Namaste
Narasimhaya
Prahlada
Ladadaini
Hiranyakasipu
Vaksha
Sila
Tanka
Nakhalai
Ito Nisinga
Parato
Nisinga
Jato
Jato Rami
Tato
Nisinga
Bahir
Nisingho
Hridai
Nisinga
Nisinga
Madhim
Saranam
Prabhate
Kaba
Pada
Kamala
Varena
Kama
Singam
Dalita
Hiranya
Kasipu
Tano
Vengam
Kesava
Dita
Narahari
Rupa
Jaya Jagati
Sahari
Jaya Jagati
Sahari
Jaya Jagati
Sahari
The first one again.
Namaste
Narasimhaya
Prahlada
Ladadaini
Hiranyakasipu
Baksha
Sila
Tanka
Nakhalai.
The meaning of this mantra that I offer my humble obeisance to Lord Nisinga, who is the source of bliss to Prahlada. But Hiranyakasipu Vaksha, his father Hiranyakasipu, on his chest, the nails of his finger is just like chisel cutting the stone. The same personality of Godhead is Prahlada Ladadaini. Ladadaini means pleasure. For Prahlada, Prakishrupena Lada, Prahlada. The devotee is being all agent Krishna consciousness naturally is in blissfulness. And still more when he meets or associates with his Lord, still more blissfulness. That is the position of the thief devotee. Whereas the atheist non-devotees is always feeling like a strike of the chest, like what you call stone cutting chest, nakhalai, simply by the nails of his finger.
So now we'll sing the Nisinga prayers, and then we'll break our fast. Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
La 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 da Hiranyakasipu Lakshaha Shilachankanakalaye Itana Shinga Paratana Shinga
Itana Shinga Paratana Shinga
Yato Yato Yamintatana Shinga
Yato Yato Yamintatana Shinga
Ayena Shingo, Vidayena Shingo.
Ayena Shingo, Vidayena Shingo.
Shingo Madhyam Sharanam Prapade.
Shingo Madhyam Sharanam Prapade.
Avakara kamala vare nakam arbhuta shingam dalita hiranyakasipu tanubingam keshavadrita Narari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare
Thank you.
Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev,
Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj,
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Nrsimha Bhagavan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhagavan.